Wow, what a beautiful day. Sun's shining, birds are chirping. Hopefully the deer will be running through here this afternoon when I come back out here to bow hunt. But hey, wanted to get back with you on this three-part series, I guess we could call it, over firearm safety. So if you're new to hunting, or even, you know, you're a hunter and maybe you don't go real often, but you're wanting to go more. And hey, these are things that we should all consider to be mindful of when it comes to firearm safety. And so what have we covered? If you haven't seen the past couple episodes, we talked about muzzle control. Muzzle control is the end of your barrel on your shotgun or your rifle or your pistol, whatever firearm you may be carrying. And then, of course, we went over safety in the previous episode and to make sure that you always use that safety. But, you know, a safety is a mechanical device that could possibly fail, doesn't often at all, but could possibly fail. But it's always best to make sure you always use your safety. But what never fails is that muzzle control, having that muzzle pointed in a safe direction at all times, no matter if you consider the gun unloaded or loaded. So we talked about those two things because here's the thing, and this is really true for what I'm fixing to talk about. Well, it's really true for all three of them. But considering this next part, this episode here, what we're going to be talking about, when I'm teaching a lot of hunter education classes, this is what I always want to try to instill into the students, you know, whether they be adults or youngsters, into their thoughts and what they want, what they'll need to remember, is the fact that once you pull that trigger, wherever that muzzle is pointed on that firearm, that bullet, that projectile, whether it be the shot pellets or the cartridge, the rifle, the projectile that comes out of the end of the barrel, it is on its destination, and you're not going to be able to call that back. So you don't want anything bad to happen. So what do you need to consider? First, muzzle control. Like I said, if an accident happens, hopefully when it discharges, that nothing bad will happen. But what is the next thing you consider? All right, one thing you consider is where you're aiming that rifle or you're aiming that shotgun, whatever firearm it is, muzzle loader, whatever. What is your target and what's beyond it? All right, what is your target and what's beyond it? Because here's the thing, today I have got a 17. I love this little gun here. I use it for squirrel hunting a lot, predator hunting. One of my favorite firearms is this little 17. If I'm deer hunting, I'm using either a .30-06 usually or a .270 if it's rifle season. I'm not using my bow or muzzleloader if it's not muzzleloader season. So, but think about this, and I know a lot of folks don't consider this, but a projectile from a rifle has the potential to go a very, very long way. And so when you're out sighting in your rifle, you need to make sure that you have a proper backstop for when you're shooting that gun. If you're in flat land, you need to make sure that you've got a dirt berm up there that you're shooting into. Not necessarily even a tree, just a tree, because if you're shooting into a tree, you could be off a little bit and it could ricochet off that tree or even go through the edge of it. Because think about this, if you're shooting a .270 caliber rifle, it has the potential of going over 3 miles, that projectile does. That is a long ways. If you're shooting something like a 7mm, I mean, that could go 4 miles or more. A .30-06 could go somewhere, a projectile from a .30-06 caliber rifle could go almost 3 to 4 miles. That is a long way. And so again, hunting is one of the most safest sports, right? It is, as long as we act ethically and we act responsibly and we pass these traits down to the next generation. Because here's the thing, like I said, a firearm in itself is a tool. This is a useful tool in hunting, just like a hammer is to a carpenter, right? But used unresponsibly, and then it becomes a dangerous thing. Just like a hammer, if you strike your finger with it, like we talked about in an episode a couple of episodes ago. So know what your target is and beyond. So here's the thing. Let's say I'm rifle hunting, I'm deer hunting, and I'm up there in the stand and I see movement. And I've got my .270, it's got a really good scope on it. I should have brought that gun out here. I don't know why I brought the 17, but I just love this little dude and I'm fixing to shoot it after this episode. So, but let's say I've got my .270 and I've got that really high-powered scope that I have on there, and I see movement out there. Now, should I get my rifle and look through the scope and see what it is? No, no, you shouldn't do that, because you're using your scope as a set of binoculars right then, and you should never do that. Why? Because that movement might not be a deer. It could be any, it could be someone, you never know. It could be someone dragging a deer, because it could be someone that doesn't have their hunter orange on or something, and they're out there. And so when you bring your rifle up and you're looking through that scope, you've got the barrel pointed right at that person. So you should never do that. So know your target. What is your target? Well, if you got binoculars, which you should, you could get up there and you could wait till you see the movement and you can see what it is, right? All right, but say you don't have a set of binoculars, just wait. Just wait. Make sure if you're deer hunting, for example, or you're turkey hunting, even with a shotgun, make sure that that is your quarry before you pull up your weapon and shoot. Then, also make sure once you pull that trigger, that projectile could pass right through that deer. If you're shooting a rifle, it could pass right through that deer and keep on going, or maybe you could miss. What's on the other side of that? Now, is there just forest and trees and, you know, a hill, then you're safe to shoot, you know. But is there a house in the distance and it's kind of flat? I mean, like where I'm sitting right now, if a deer walked out in front of me in this food plot that's out in front of me right now, I can't take that shot because there's a field right there, there's the river, another field, and then there's a house in the distance back there. So I'm not going to take that shot because it's not a safe shot. So know what your target is and what's beyond it. Because like I told you, once you pull that trigger, it's common sense, you're not going to call that bullet back. So again, you know, when I'm teaching hunter education, I'm trying to be an encourager here. I want you to go out and I want you to hunt. I want you to, you know, enjoy the outdoors, use the wildlife as the resource it's meant to, for food, for clothing, for whatever. But you need to act responsibly, because it's easy to do. isn't it easy to act responsibly? It is. We just have to make it muscle memory, make it a habit, right? Common sense. So we'll go over these three last ones. Remember, muzzle control, always the first thing you pay attention to. Second, always make sure that safety is on. And then third, make sure what your target is and what's beyond it. Okay? You know, knowing our target and what's beyond it is important in hunting and in our spiritual life. Many people might say their target is to get to heaven. Yeah, that's my target too, you know. But in fact, tons of religions focus on this as the ultimate ending, but it's not. It's relationship. However, if you miss the mark, there will be severe consequences beyond your target. See, it's vital that we know there is only one way to heaven. The world wants you to believe there are many ways or spiritual paths that can lead you to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says, is it? In John 14:6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If heaven is where God is and we want to be with God, this scripture tells us there is only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. You know, we can't miss that mark on that. If we do not believe in Jesus Christ alone as our Savior, even if we've lived a good life, you know what we would face? Consequences. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none of us perfect, and that we will all face judgment after death. If we have not put our trust in Jesus Christ and His sacrificial death on the cross, we will be judged for our wrongs against God, and we will spend eternity in a very real place of torment, anguish, and separation from God. You know what that place is called? A place called hell. But God is merciful towards us and offers us the chance to be forgiven today. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that great? Know your target. Know that how you can make sure you'll hit it. Because if you don't, you'll face the consequences of what lies beyond. All right? If you want more information, you know, about this life-saving hope that Jesus offers to all, just go to lifeword.org. Or you can follow us on social media sites like YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. Hey, thanks for watching. I'm in the outdoors, and I am Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time with more great hunting tips and maybe some hunting itself and truths from the Word of God. So let's go out there again. Act responsibly as hunters, practice safe muzzle control, make sure your safety's always on, make sure you know your target and what's beyond it, and let's just go out and enjoy the outdoors, all right? And enjoy wildlife and what the Lord has provided for us. See you next time.